Judges, chapter 6. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yahweh. And Yahweh delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. Because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains, and the caves and strongholds. And so it was, when Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites, and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth till you come down into Gaza and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. Both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried to Yahweh. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried to Yahweh because of the Midianites, that Yahweh sent a prophet to the children of Israel, which said to them, Thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove them out from before you and gave you their land. And I said to you, I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Do not fear the Elohim of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell, but you've not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of Yahweh and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained to Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of Yahweh appeared to him and said to him, Yahweh is with you, you mighty man of valor. Gideon said to him, O my master, if Yahweh is with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where is all his miracles which our father told us of, saying, Did not Yahweh bring us up from Egypt? But now Yahweh has forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites. And Yahweh looked upon him and said, Go in this your might, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? And he said to him, O Yahweh, with what shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And Yahweh said to him, Surely I will be with you, and you will smite the Midianites as one man. And he said to him, If now I have found grace in your sight, then show me a sign that you have talked with me. Do not depart from here, I have asked of you, until I come to you and bring forth my present and set it in front of you. And he said, I will stay until you come again. And Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. And the flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot and brought it out to him under the oak and presented. And the angel of Yahweh said to him, Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes, lay them upon this rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. And then the angel of Yahweh put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there arose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And then the angel of Yahweh departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of Yahweh, Gideon said, Alas, O sovereign Yahweh, for because I've seen a messenger of Yahweh face to face. And Yahweh said to him, Peace be to you, do not fear, you will not die. And then Gideon built an altar there to Yahweh, and called it Yahweh Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. And it came to pass the same night that Yahweh said to him, Take your father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down the grove that is near it. And build an altar to Yahweh, your Elohim, upon the top of this rock, in the ordered place. And take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which you shall cut down. And then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as Yahweh had said to him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down. And the grove was cut down that was next to it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, Who's done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, has done this thing. And then the men of the city said to Joash, Bring out your son so that he may die, because he's cast down the altar of Baal, and because he's cut down the grove that was near it. And Joash said to all that stood against him, Will you plead for Baal? Will you save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death while it is yet morning. If he's an Elohim, let him plead for himself, because one has cast down his altar. Therefore, on that day, he called him Yerubbaal, saying, "Let Baal plead against him, because he's thrown down his altar." And then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. For the spirit of Yahweh came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers to Asher, and to Zebulun, and to Naphtali, and they came up to meet them. And Gideon said to Elohim, "If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool on the floor. If the dew is on the fleece only, and it is dry upon all the earth beside it, then I shall know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you've said." And it was so. For he rose up early on the next day, and thrust the fleece together, and wrung the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. And Gideon said to Yahweh, "Let not your anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me test again, I pray you, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew." And Yahweh did so that night, for it was dry on the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. End of chapter.